The Repair Act provisions just got stripped out of the House Surface Transportation Bill. Quietly. No fanfare. MEMA confirmed it. The language that would have protected your access to diagnostic data, calibration procedures, and OEM repair information. Gone. And here's what the talking heads are spinning right now. They're calling it a setback and saying the fight continues, which is technically true and practically useless. What they're not saying is that every time this language gets pulled, the window gets smaller. OEMs aren't waiting around. They're locking down data access faster than Congress can schedule a markup. What this means for your shop right now. If you're doing ADAS calibrations and relying on third-party scan tools to pull OEM target specs and calibration routines, your access to that information is not guaranteed. It's borrowed. And somebody with a lobbyist is working to take it back. The thing nobody's saying loud enough. Right now, shops are eating supplements on ADAS procedures because they can't document the OEM requirement in a format the insurer will accept. That's not a paperwork problem, that's a data access problem. And it's costing shops real money. We're talking $50 to $150 per RO in procedures that never get paid because the documentation chain has a hole in it. Here's your Monday morning take. The OEMs want to own the data, the insurers want to deny the claim, and Congress just handed them both a little more rope. So you better know your procedures cold, because nobody upstream is looking out for your lift.